This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. So it's Labor Day, I may have mentioned, and for a lot of us, our jobs and careers are a part of who we are. But sometimes identity and work can come to a head. And as this country and this economy reckon with race, many Black professionals in different industries are drawing attention to how they're valued or not in their fields. In some cases, this has taken the form of an open letter.
I'm Wayman Singleton, and I am a storyboard artist working in animation, currently at Disney Television Animation, and also a co-founder of Black and Animated.
Hello, hello. My name is Brianna Williams, and I am a production coordinator at Disney Television Animation as well. And I am also one of the co-founders of Black and Animated.
We, as Black and Animated, first started out as a podcast. We felt that we didn't see a lot of ourselves represented in animation.
Minus like maybe one or two names that you hear a lot, like Floyd Norman or Bruce W. Smith, those guys. They're great, great people, but it's like I could count on like one hand just the amount of Black like lead creatives. So we just wanted to sort of give back. So that way, like folks who are in college now or like trying to get in could have some of the information that we didn't have. So a lot of that advocacy that we're trying to do as an organization now, we try to provide access to job postings, to industry professionals that are Black themselves or allies, so that way they can interact with the up-and-coming Black folks trying to get in the industry.
We wrote an open letter to studios talking about the Black creatives or Black employees of these studios and just trying to make studios aware of how you're treating the Black folks that are in your studio and how you might be treating the hiring process.
The point of that open letter is to just make sure these studios are held accountable for, you know, you need to check on your Black employees. You need to look inward and it really is a shame that it took like Black trauma and Black death for all of these studios to really understand what's going on. Maybe there is a problem here.
At first, we didn't really see a lot of like commentary about it. Like it felt very silent. As we waited, there was definitely the positive response, like people in the community just saying, this is great. This is amazing.
Like, we were happy for the support, but we're like, where's the conversation, you know? That is a touchy subject, which, sure, fair, but, I mean, I can't turn off being Black, and that's a part of, like, my day-to-day, so, like, sometimes I have to talk about this, you know? And
Yeah. Perhaps
a lot of the silence is coming because a lot of the talk is happening internally. I guess the internal stuff does make me a little hopeful, and the studios that have reached out to us, that like steps to change will happen. But at the same time, it's kind of like we will be watching, and we hope that the follow through happens. You know,